got the Lunch Ramp Blues. Lunch Ramp Blues.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio, and we have the pleasure with us today of the muy famoso Grizz. From direct.
How
from,
you doing, John? It's a pleasure to be on you, like always.
Yes. Hey, you and I were talking recently about a trip, well, that you recently had into mainland Mexico, which I thought was extremely interesting because it's one of those places that very few people probably know about, even in Mexico.
Yeah, the truth of it is, John, it is very. Out of the way, kind of. I would probably call it the secret of bass fishing of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just so, so good. And like I said, I spent 5 days on the lake and did not see one other boat. Can you imagine that, having a whole lake 37 kilometers long by yourself?
That with 37 kilometers, that'd be about 20 some miles.
Yeah, about 20 miles long.
Yeah, right. And
with no one.
Wow. Now,
and like I said, it's virgin. There's one thing, though, I would like to say before we get started on the lake. You know, Sinaloa, the state of Sinaloa, has gotten a bad name over the years from being an unsafe state. And I would like to say that it's as safe as any place I've ever been. The thing of it is, yes, they used to grow marijuana there, but marijuana is a thing of the past because they grow it in the United States now. So, you know,
probably better and cheaper, huh?
Yeah. I was talking to the guys down there and I said, years ago I came down here and I seen it, that you guys were growing pot, you know, in the state. And they says, yeah, it used to be a good living. Now it's not. The United States took it over. So nobody grows it here anymore. And I said, I mean, you're serious. He said, yes, I'm serious. So
interesting.
I did not see anything. I did not feel insecure. At any moment, I did not feel danger.
Mm-hmm.
My son and I, we had a great time. And like I said, I think they should change the thing now instead of the United States saying, beware, don't go to Mexico. The Mexican government should say, beware, don't go to the United States. Because by golly, you got some problems up there. But anyway, let's not go there and talk about that.
Right.
That's for other
people.
Give us
a quick,
high places.
Logistically, give us a quick idea where it is and how you get there.
Okay. The way I came, because I live in La Paz, I flew over to Los Mochis, Sinaloa, which is on the coast. Then I had a pickup. They picked me up there and took me in about an hour and 45 minutes inland to the River Fuerte. And that's where the dam is. And then from there, I went into the lake. Now, this place is, I mean, it can't handle a lot of people. Let's put 15 people max on it. We've got four brand new tracker bass boats on it with fish finders and everything. And then we also are going to have the rods for the guests. We'll be using the famous carrot stick rods, which are, by the way, are absolutely incredible. I mean, it's just fishing worms or any kind of plastic with the carrot stick. You can feel.
Oh yeah,
the carrot
that's
stick,
that's
you
the real
can feel
high tech.
Every movement,
really very high tech and very sensitive.
Well, you know, the problem with worm fishing is, you know, you raise a rod, reel it in, raise a rod, and sometimes that bass will hit a tick tick and you can't really feel it. Well, that's not the case with a carrot stick. You can tell if it's a rock, it's a limb, or it's a fish. So it's great. So I got to give them a plug for that because that's all we fished with.
Mm-hmm.
And it was absolutely incredible. Anyway, you go into the lodge. The lake is called Huites. It's H-U-I-T-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a reservoir. And it's just beautiful. John, John, have you heard of the train, the copper train ride that goes through the canyons that from Chihuahua? It's very, very famous.
Oh, okay, right, right. Well, I saw some pictures. You had some pictures on Facebook about that lake, and it is absolutely gorgeous. You know, you've
right,
got
right. It's all canyons.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if it's windy or not. You can always find a lee side, and you just catch fish. I mean, 125, 150 in the morning, and then about another 50 in the afternoon. Why? Because you're just too tired. You just don't want to catch anymore.
So now you're serious about this, and that's with you and Charlie catching that many fish?
Yeah, yeah. Charlie and I probably caught a piece.
Yeah.
200 fish a day.
No, come on.
A piece.
Come on.
Yeah, it's that good.
So as soon as the line hits the water, you got a fish.
Well, it's not that simple, but sometimes that's the way it is.
Are these largemouth bass, smallmouth bass?
All largemouth. There's nothing else but largemouth and tilapia.
Wow.
Although one of the guys we were fishing with, you wouldn't believe this, caught about a 2-pound bluegill.
Yeah.
That's the biggest bluegill I've ever seen in my life.
Wow, panfish. Wow, that's interesting. So the tilapia is mostly a commercial fish down there. So those you keep those if you want?
Yeah, you keep them. Mm-hmm. What they are is they were stocked in there for the commercial fishermen to make a living.
Uh-huh.
So they certain times of the year they net them.
And do the bass eat the tilapia?
Yeah, yeah, that's why they're so big.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Your average fish is 3 pounds.
Bass?
Yeah,
wow.
That's your average bass.
Wow.
It's 3 pounds. And then you catch a lot of 6s, 7s, a few 8s. We got 9s, 10s, 11s, but few.
Wow.
But all the 3 to 6 pounds you want.
Now, are you doing, bait fishing, lures, fly fishing? What is it that you're using?
Well, what we did is Charles took the front of the boat. And I took the back. Early in the morning, what we would do is Charles would throw a topwater plug and plop it like a popper on the surface of Livingston lures. They just seemed to work so good. And then I took a fly rod and put little poppers on it and cast it out the back. And sometimes as soon as either one of the plugs hit the water, whether it be my fly or Charles, we had a fish on.
Wow.
We would do that probably till 9:30. And then from 9:30 until about 11, we would start fishing with crankbaits. Again, we both use Livingston lures.
This sounds too good to be true. Tell us a little bit about the season for that, and when is it the good or bad?
All year round.
Really?
All year round.
So it probably
right
gets,
now,
yeah.
The fish are starting to really fatten up.
Yeah.
You know, spawn season's right upon us, so pre-spawn will be in next month. And then they'll start having the eggs, so that's when you get your girth and your weight. But it's all year round.
Grizz,
I mean, you catch your bigger fish February.
Grizz, we don't have a whole lot of time, but I have a great idea. Let's see if we can get some people to go down there. You know, I mean, this sounds too good to be true.
I would love to have the people there. I will go personally and take care of it. Like I said, it's 100% safe. You'll catch all the fish you want. Food is absolutely incredible. The best boats, all tracker boats. I mean, everything is perfect.
This
equipment, everything.
Yeah, this sounds too good. So what do you think we can do for a price for people that want to go down? Just off the top of your head.
I'll tell you what I'll do right now. For the first couple trips, I'll give them 2 for 1. And for 3 days fishing, 4 nights staying, all transportation, all food, rods, reels, everything in there, I'll do it for $1,500 for 2.
That's
3 days, 4 nights, and all the food you can eat and transportation to and from the airport.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, this is something you better get in on. Grizz, we're going to have to get going, but if anybody wants some more information, we'll have that on the website, and we really appreciate that. This is too good to be true. But
it's a secret place. It's really secret.
We like those. Okay, Grizz, we appreciate that very much, and we'll be talking to you real soon. We're going to talk some more about this and get some groups down there. I want to go.
Yeah, you'd love it.
Okay, thanks, Grizz. Chris.
You're welcome.
Okay, you are listening to Fish Talk Radio.
First named La Paz in 1566, the fourth largest municipality in Mexico still has a provincial Mexican atmosphere. On the Sea of Cortez, the most biodiverse body of water in the world, La Paz has year-round world-class fishing. With a rich history of pearls, pirates, and legendary fishing, La Paz in Baja Sur makes for the perfect fishing vacation. Spring in La Paz, you catch trophy pargo, giant yellowtail, and sierra. Find more at VivaLaPaz.com. Viva La Paz!
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
S-A-N-D-O-S is how to spell luxury resort in downtown Cabo San Lucas. Santos Finisterre Los Cabos is the only five-star all-inclusive on the beach next to the marina in Cabo San Lucas. Angler-friendly Santos Finisterre Los Cabos is now an affordable world-class resort with the finest accommodations, food, and location anywhere. Enjoy your Cabo fishing adventure as you never have. Visit Santos.com and use discount code FISHTALK.
World-class golf, fishing, and diving in the clear, warm waters of the Sea of Cortez with a true five-star resort. The Grand Heritage Hotel and Resort at Costa Baja, great value and without the hustle of other parts of Baja. On the white sand beach with Espirito Santos Island minutes away. Signature restaurants, pools, and accommodations for an intimate weekend, weddings, or corporate events. On the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAJA.
Well, some like to rock, some like to roll, but me and the boys gonna shake, rattle, and troll. Shake, rattle, and troll. Yes, so wipe your bar, grab your favorite pole. It's me and the boys gonna shake, rattle, and
welcome back to Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio, and we have Eddie Dalma, which is we call him Eddie Van Wormer because he's part of the family.
If there wasn't already an Eddie Van Wormer,
but the Van Wormer Resorts in the East Cape of Baja California Sur, and you operate two facilities there, which is the Palmas de Cortez, which I'm a little bit partial to it because it's beautiful. You know, the sand comes right up to the infinity pool. You just walk down from your rooms, get on the dock, and step on the boat. And, you know, pool bar, beautiful rooms, and a lot of different types of accommodations. Now, what we want to talk about today, first of all, the East Cape is world-renowned for fishing. You've got big game fishing, and also rooster fish right from the shores, Sierra, Corbina. But let's talk about fishing just for a couple of minutes. What's been happening down there recently? Is there any fish being caught this time of the year?
You know, what's funny is now that we're heading into our off season, our winter season, you know, it's the fishing seems to have picked up. And, you know, I know that, John, we've talked about this in previous shows, always talking about the new normal mm-hmm. and what's going to be normal in the future. And I think with these El Nino patterns that we're having, things have definitely changed. And I mean, last week, I'll give you an example. You know, water temperatures right now are still in the mid to low 70s surface temperatures in the East Cape area. And just this past week, you know, the winds laid down. We got some fishing boats out. They caught Dorado up to 30 pounds. They caught tuna in the football up to maybe 20, 25 pounds. Mm-hmm. They've caught striped marlin. They've caught bailfish. They've caught rooster fish. They've caught jacks. They've caught Sierra. So, you know, it's one of those things where usually we don't get a whole lot of fishing during this time. Water temperatures usually mm-hmm. cool down by this time, and we're catching some of our off-season species, but not these. And mm-hmm. and now because, you know, things are warmer, we're starting to see the season going into the wintertime. I mean, we're almost in mid-December, and fishing is still going full board. Luckily, you know, the wind's laid down this week, and we've got some fishing. Next week, it's supposed to get a little colder in the East Cape. It's going to be, well, colder is relative, of course, but it's going to be in the low 70s, and the winds are going to pick up a little bit more. So that's going to be good for our visitors who are there doing windsurfing and kiteboarding, which is what usually happens in the East Cape this time of year.
Mm-hmm. Well, give us a, I mean, I could easily do it, but I'd like to hear from you a quick description of East Cape. What is it? Where is it?
Well, East Cape is basically the region between, I like to tell people it's between, you know, San Jose del Cabo, the airport where you land, and La Paz. It's basically an hour north, and it stretches basically from El Cardinal all the way to La Rivera on the Silla Cortez side, which is the east side. That's why it's called the East Cape, which is Cabo del Este in Spanish. And basically what we're known for in the East Cape in the fishing industry is for the variety of species that we have. Mm-hmm. Everybody who comes down always says to me, wow, you know, I knew that the fishing was good here, but, you know, most places you go to, there's one, two, three big species of fish that you go after. Here in the East Cape, you can easily go, you know, anywhere. You can come home and say, you know what, I caught anywhere between 10 to 20 different species on my 3 days of fishing. And that's very common to hear people say that. A lot of guys will get, you know, fixated on a few different species when they come down. They go, well, I want to catch a marlin or I want to catch a big tuna. But the guys who say, hey, I just want to catch some fish, whatever's out there, they'll end up catching, you know, up to 20, and sometimes even more different species. And that's what the East Cape is really, really known for. It's a variety.
Yeah, it's exciting to put some bait in the water and you don't really know what's going to happen.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a great thing. You know, you throw some bait out there and you just never know what's going to hit that line. Mm-hmm. You know, the captains will guess and say, I think it's this, but you just really never know.
Well, if you put a bait in the water and you feel a strike and there's nothing on the line is bit off and you're gone, you probably guess it was a wahoo.
A wahoo, yeah. You know, and you know, it's a relatively easy place to get to, you know, from the Los Angeles airport. It's a 2-hour flight south. Mm-hmm. Land in Cabo. You go through customs relatively quickly.
You get
on your taxi. We set that up for you as well.
You've got shuttle vans, and what's about an hour or so from there to the...
Exactly. Yeah. So your shuttle van picks you up. They got a sign there that says East Cape Transfer, TT Cabo del Este is the name of the company. Mm-hmm. Then they'll be holding a sign. So you walk out of the airport, you look for that sign, you jump into your shuttle, air-conditioned shuttle. Usually people will stop at the store before they head up and get a few services for the ride up. And then mm-hmm. it's an hour ride. And in about an hour, you're at the hotel checking in.
And 5 minutes later, you're at the swim up bar.
Exactly. Or you could be on the dock with a spinning rod.
Exactly. We've done some
roosters off the dock.
Yeah, we've done some real well. You know, there's some interesting. There's not, you know, a lot of big game fish there, but you can just go out with some light tackle off the dock right there and do pretty well.
Oh yeah, I've seen kids. A lot of kids will come into my office, and you know, when I say kids, I'm talking about teenagers and younger. You know, they'll come into my office. Hey,
some of us big kids.
Or some of the big kids, exactly. You know, they'll come in and say, hey, can I borrow a spinning rod and something that I can catch something off the pier? And I'll lend it to them. They'll run out to the dock and throw it out there. And they'll catch, you know, sometimes they'll catch Jack Crevel. Sometimes they'll catch skipjacks. They'll catch, I've seen them catch roosters. from there, and all, you know, all kinds of little fish as well. So there's just a ton of fish that you can catch down there. Not all of them are great eating fish, but you know, you're going to have some fun.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I'd like to talk to you about today, Ed, it is that time of the year. You know, there are people that, you know, already are starting to look forward to going, oh, man, there's 3-4 months of this. Well, if you start getting some cabin fever, now I know that Christmas itself is a very popular time, and it might be difficult to get a room, but you know, you can always try. But it's getting close to that. But if somebody wants to just get out of the cold, and even if you don't even want to go fishing, or you know, if you've got a couple and a family, and somebody would like to go out in a boat, but somebody else would just wants to, you know, soak up some sun and stay warm, the accommodations that you have there are perfect for that. Why don't you give a quick description of what's available for people that just want to come down? And I'll mention a couple of things quickly. First of all, it's easy to get to, and if you want to go to someplace comfortable and warm, and you know, you don't have a huge budget, then this is definitely something you got to take a look at, because the community of Los Buriles is kind of a small, obviously there's tourists there because of the fishermen, but it really is a small, you know, Mexican community. Everybody speaks English. You know, there's no street kids. There's no timeshare people trying to sell you stuff. And, you know, you can walk the streets at night. And it's just a really nice, warm, comfortable, it's so easy. The town itself and where you're located is right on the beach right downtown. You can just walk around if you want to, but you get some great restaurants on site.
But
sure. Give us an idea of what facilities are available for people that might want to go down, you know, for just to get away or a honeymoon or whatever it is. What do you have available for them?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Our town, like you said, is a great Mexican community. But in the wintertime, it actually, the population in Los Buriles triples in size.
Really?
Because of all the snowbirds that come down.
Ah.
So we have a lot of Canadians, a lot of people from Washington, Oregon, Alaska, you know, basically the northwestern United States and Canada that come down. And they have houses down there, or they'll rent a house for 3 months, or they'll come down and spend 6 months in their house. So basically from about mid-November or even early November till about May, June, our town booms in size, and we get a tremendous amount of Americans who live there. So you're going to see all the shops and stores and supermarkets are fully packed with items to sell, because, you know, like I said, the population just booms in size, triples in size.
So you're going to see a lot of
that. You'll see a lot of Americans and Canadians walking around. But at the hotel itself, you know, we've got some great winter specials, because for us it's our off season, because you know it's not the ideal time for fishing, even though the fishing is good when the winds lay down. So we do offer some great discounted rates at the hotel. Like you said, Thanksgiving, Christmas, that time of year is usually really full. We get a lot of people coming down, so the hotel is really, really full during that time. I think I mentioned to you, John, we just added the luxury tower at Palmas de Cortez, and that is centrally located right on the property at Palmas de Cortez. We've got some one-bedroom suites and some two-bedroom suites with king-size beds, and the two-bedroom has one bedroom with a king and another bedroom with two queens. So that's great. We get a lot of people, like couples and families, that take advantage of those. And then we have our standard hotel rooms as well, all ocean view. You know, the town really during this time of year is known for its wind sports, kiteboarding and windsurfing. Playa del Sol, which is our sister hotel, they basically become a windsurfing hotel. They have all the rental gear there. They have instructors that you can get lessons from, things like that. So,
Eddie, it sounds like you're not going to be bored unless you want to be. But yeah,
exactly.
you have first rate luxury accommodations. In anything, whichever way you want to go, Van Warmer Resorts, you know, just plug it in anywhere. You can go to fishtalkradio.com and Van Warmer Resorts is right there. Van Warmer Resorts in the East Cape. Just a quick thing, though, before we go, is that the people in Baja loved any excuse for a fiesta. and the holidays. I've never been down there for Christmas and New Year's, but I can imagine, or Easter even. I mean, these people like to have a good time. Eddie,
oh, yeah.
We're going to have to let you go. Go to Van Wormer Resorts, and Eddie will fix you up. We've got some great deals this time of the year. Eddie, we appreciate that very much. A lot of information out there. So
thanks for having me, John.
If you start getting some cabin fever, get on down. It's easier than you think. Thanks, Eddie. You are listening to Fish Talk Radio. We're going to be back with you momentarily.
The road stretches for miles in front of you, and with the Ram 1500, you'll be able to reach mile after open mile. It gets a best-in-class 25 miles per gallon highway, so your destination won't just be determined by your gas gauge, but by your gauge for achievement. And the Ram 1500 is the first ever back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Guts. Glory. Ram. See your local Ram dealer today for great deals. EPA estimated 25 mpg highway based on V6 4x2.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years' experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAJA.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
First named La Paz in 1566, the fourth largest municipality in Mexico still has a provincial Mexican atmosphere. On the Sea of Cortez, the most biodiverse body of water in the world, La Paz has year-round world-class fishing. With a rich history of pearls, pirates, and legendary fishing, La Paz in Baja Sur makes for the perfect fishing vacation. Spring in La Paz, you catch trophy pargo, giant yellowtail, and sierra. Find more at VivaLaPaz.com. Viva La Paz!
Bass Angler Magazine simply brings you more. If you want to learn the latest technique, start winning tournaments, or just catch more bass, then Bass Angler Magazine is for you. Go to www.bassmag.com, click on the order link, and use the promo code FBR. Go to www.bassmag.com, Bass Angler Magazine, bassmag.com. It will be the best $20 you've ever spent.
I wish that I was fishing on Lake Placid Bay. Sun is out. I'm
welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio. And we have a very special guest that I've been trying to get on the air for about 3 years, but he's been a moving target. But I'm so proud to bring him on. The first segment, we talked about a bass lake in mainland Mexico called the Secret Lake with the Grizz. Incredible, incredible. Now, remember, you can always go to fishtalkradio.com and listen to it as many times as you want if you missed anything. But, and now we finished up with Eddie Dalmau from East Cape with Baja California Sur. And one of the things we talked about, in addition to the fishing, was that this is the time of the year where some people might be getting a little cabin fever, might be getting a little cool, and they're looking forward to getting out or doing something different or finding someplace warm. Well, it just so happens that Reno Viola is probably, I guess, would you call it a snowbird, Reno?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a snowbird.
Yeah, exactly.
Sitting here in Florida, running away from the Canadian winter this year that so far hasn't happened, John.
Oh, really? Now, you're from Ontario. Right.
Ontario, Canada, and normally this time of year, we're hovering somewhere around freezing and, you know, maybe a little snow on the ground. And I was talking to some friends up home this morning, and we got about 50 degrees happening along Lake Ontario, which is just phenomenal for this time of year for us.
Well, Reno, we haven't talked about it before, but Eddie mentioned, alluded to it, and I've talked about it, the new normal. You know, it used to be that you would know, you give me the location and the time of the year, and I could tell you what the temperature is going to be and what the fish were biting. But that's not that way anymore. But it's still cold in Ontario, and you'd like to take the opportunity to go to Florida in winter and maybe do some fishing and continue with your work. First of all, give us an idea of what it actually you do for a living, or is that just a hobby?
No, I actually work every day, John. I retired, as you know. I used to do television shows. I did it for 30 years on an international basis. Retired, went sailing around the world for a couple of years, and I'm tired of doing that. So I came back, and I started a radio station about the outdoors. I mean, next best thing to being in the outdoors is talking and listening, or listening to people talk about their outdoor adventures. So we created a radio station called WRVO Radio, and we didn't want to just key in on fishing, so we have
Vino Viola Outdoors Radio.
Reno Viola Outdoors Radio is the full name for it. And they can start by going to the renoviolaoutdoors.com, renoviolaoutdoors.com. That'll take them to a website, and then they can get at in and around from there. But, you know, there's all the free apps. If people go to their smartphones, we're on all the major services with the free app, and they'll be able to tune into the radio and your great show that airs four or five times a week on our station. You know what? And it's unbelievably popular. You know, you do a great job. And
I believe it's popular. Of course it is.
Hey, if I don't pump you up, nobody else is going to.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what it is, Reno. It's all about the people that we get on.
Yeah, it is.
It really is, because you know the great thing about being a radio host is you don't have to answer any questions. You get to ask them.
Yeah.
So people think I know what I'm talking about.
Those who can do,
yeah,
and those who can't teach.
Yeah,
we're a little bit of both, aren't we?
There you go. But what we want to talk about, first of all, you are in Florida, so we want to hear about that. And you know, with the concept about, you know, snowbirds coming down. So you and your lovely wife, Sandy, have come down for a couple of months at least to enjoy Florida. And give us a quick idea why you want to go to where you go.
Well, okay, first off, I'm going to talk as a Canadian thinking about going south. Canada's pretty wide, so the guys on the West Coast, you know, the Vancouvers and the Albertas, they're going to come down to your area because it's fairly easy to get. But most of the Canadians live on the eastern side of Canada, and most of them those in Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
Now, interesting fact, Ontario, the province of Ontario, most of the population is at a latitude level that's 25% further south than Northern California. So we're not these, you know, Eskimos that most people think of. We're already Northern California types, that we like some weather that's warm and some that's cold.
That's interesting. I never would have done that.
No, and when you look at it on a globe, it's very, very clear. And that's where all the population is in Ontario. So most of those guys in the winter, well, at least the people who are of a certain age that don't have a job to go to every day, want to run away for a period of time, and most of them will run down to Florida. Within a 22, 23-hour drive from southern Ontario, you're here. I mean, four tankfuls of gas, and you're here. And so it's inexpensive to get here. Same language, same custom, same everything.
Reno,
why wouldn't you?
Reno, it's almost the same language, eh?
That's right, John. Eh? Well, you know why they call us Canada? Because we say A a lot. Of course, it's spelled Canada. So that's where that comes from, I think.
Oh,
I'm not sure. But you're right. Well, a lot of us say A a lot. Just like you guys say, huh? So Sandy and I ran down here, and we've been doing this for the last few years. But this year we're down here for 6 months. And we're right in central Florida, just outside of Lakeland, within a place called Winter Haven.
Uh-huh.
And blessed here that when you look on a map, there's probably more water than there is land. I mean, there's got to be, I don't know, 10,000 lakes.
Oh, yeah.
And every one of those lakes has bass.
I think there's more boats than cars, isn't there?
Probably, yeah, absolutely there would be.
Mm-hmm.
But last year, John, when we came down here, we also had to shoot a special piece. And when I got here in about December, the fishing, for some reason, there was a bunch of fronts going through. So it was very cold in Florida, and the fish were turned off. They just wouldn't bite. So I made a 150-mile trek every day to go to the east coast of Florida, but not to fish saltwater. We went there to fish a thing called, believe it or not, it's called the Stick Marsh and Farm 13.
Stick Marsh? Is that what you said?
Unbelievable. So you go in there and you'd have, 2 hours fishing, you'd catch 50, 60 bass.
Really?
Really.
Now, these would be the Florida largemouth strain, right?
This is the Florida largemouth strain, and,
wow.
And to that point, we were catching lots of 7s, 8s, and kind of 9.9 last year as well.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's absolutely fantastic. You don't have to be a genius. You don't have to do any of that. Of course, even if you're not any of that at all, I mean, there's guides down here that come out of your yin-yang. I mean, there's so many guides. Everybody's a guide.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a bass boat. Everybody's a guide. And for a couple $100 a day, you get onto some of these great fishing waters. So
mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you do it?
Well, you think about Florida, of course, when you go farther south, and when you've got the thing about Florida is, you've got the Atlantic, the Gulf, and the Keys. I guess, as far as a fisherman's paradise, it seems like that's, about as good as it's going to get. Of course, I'm partial to Baja and some other areas, but Florida is certainly easy enough to get to. And it sounds like the prices there are pretty reasonable, too. A lot of places that you go that don't have the infrastructure and the competition can be expensive. But like
yeah.
I said, everybody wants to take you out, and it's so easy. You don't even need a boat a lot of places, right?
No. As a matter of fact, I bought a boat last year. This year, I didn't bring my own boat because mm-hmm. there are so many people with boats and so many guides
mm-hmm.
available to you at a reasonable level of dollar-wise that it's actually cheaper to go hire a guide.
Yeah, well, it's also nice to come to the dock, step off the boat, grab a beverage, and sit down and relax, and you don't have to worry about the boat.
You're a man after my own heart.
Yeah.
That's absolutely the mm-hmm. truest comment anybody could have made. It's,
mm-hmm.
And you get to decide when you come off. But let's say it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The poor guy's got to load his boat. He's got to go wash it and whatever he does, refuel, whatever he has to do.
Right.
And you're sitting by the hotel pool having a cold.
There you go. And
the other thing that you said, John, was, I know the Baja, and I've been to the Baja, unbelievable fishing, great
uh-huh.
fishing, great location, great adventure. But it's not as populated, obviously, as Florida, so
right.
there's a lot of people here.
Right.
But that
different
population
culture.
Also mm-hmm. converts to, and I don't know what the count would be, but I would think that any 10 or 20-mile stretch of waterfront has 6 or 7 or 8 launch ramps already, so access to the water is incredible here.
Mm-hmm.
And
of course, along the Atlantic, Fort Lauderdale, Bama, that area with the inland waterways, it's you almost don't need a car.
The shore fishing is just as good sometimes as it is fishing to the shore from a boat.
So, we've only got less than 2 minutes. Let's talk about the Keys for a minute.
Okay, unbelievable fishing. If you're looking for bonefish, if you're looking for shark, if you're looking for barracuda, anything, flats kind of fishing where you can actually see the fish, grouper, snapper. And then, of course, out in the Keys, if you decide to go fishing deeper, you're always going to get some gigantic fish. I'm talking 40, 50-pound fish. And you don't have to be smart about it. You're just dropping a line, jigging it up and down a few times, and hooking a fish. Whether you land them or not, it's a whole different story. And, of course, that's where the migration of the tarpon that run up and down the shoreline of Florida heads out and mm-hmm. by every year. So
mm-hmm.
there's tarpon available out there, and
in 30 seconds, do you have any tips of snowbirds that want to go down? Just in 30 seconds, you got any off the top of your head, any tips for them?
Yes. Don't be shy. call the phone numbers that are listed on these websites.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us have this resistance to calling somebody because they may think they get talked into something. It's not the truth. Get a fishing report. Talk to the guy. Ask him when the best time of year is. How much? What's he going to do? Do I need to wear sunscreen? Do I need a fishing light? Get all that communication going with the person before you make that decision on where you're going to go. And when you get here, it'll be the best outing you'll ever had.
Good tip. Good tip, Reno. Thank you very much for that. And, of course, you are listening to Fish Talk Radio. You can go to fishtalkradio.com, listen to the show as many times as you want, and your website is
www.rvoradio.com.
RVOradio.com. Reno, thank you very much. Some great tips.